on Sonic 1029.
Kaz, how you doing, man?
Hey, Lane, how are you, man?
You know, it has been probably close to 10 years since I've chatted with you. Last time, you were touring with Kazzer, and you came by the studio. You brought your turntables, and you did Pedal to the Metal, sort of acoustic, in this studio it's like the size of a walk-in closet.
That's so funny, dude. But we used to do the acoustic version with the turntables and two acoustic guitars, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah. It was like three or four of us like packed into this tiny little closet of a room, and we had plugged everything in through like the remote PA system.
Right, dude.
Oh,
that's
man.
Funny, man.
So
I remember that.
Why don't you catch us up from there?
From the tiny closet. Yeah. If that was in, what do you think that was, 04?
Probably close to, yeah.
I mean, we put out another record, the Kazzer stuff, and it did okay. We went overseas with it a little bit, sold a couple records in Japan and stuff like that, but never got a crack at touring over there. I sort of fell into some personal problems, and I couldn't make records anymore because I was a total maniac. I got sober and wise in about towards the end of 07, so it was only a couple years in that stuff. And then I decided to make records again.
Well, one thing I'm kind of curious about, Pedal to the Metal, of course, that was kind of the song that a lot of people would recognize you for, at least prior to the Red Light King stuff, and now Red Light King, another motor vehicle reference. What's the fascination with cars?
Well, yeah, a Red Light Bandit was the name of my father's race car. He built that car in 78, and so that car was always around. It was called the Red Light Bandit. And of course, I wanted to go with Red Light King because of all the red lights I kept running in my life, you know, and all the mistakes I had made. So to me, it was kind of like wearing it as a badge of honor, calling it the Red Light King.
Now, Kaz, you got into music a little later than a lot of people. I mean, you were 21 years old before you even picked up a guitar for the first time. How did you get into music?
I've been recording since I was 16 and writing songs since I was a little kid. So even at that time, the Kazzer wasn't just a shot in the dark either. I had a 2-year residency in Hamilton spinning and playing music while I was fighting and doing judo, so it was an easy crossover.
Well, I mean, the judo stuff is another thing that a lot of people probably wouldn't know about you, Kaz. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I mean, I was doing judo since I was 7. It was a big part of my life, and I was on a national team for 4 years, the Canadian national team. And, you know, but it's amateur sport, and there's no money involved, and I couldn't survive, and plus I was destroying my body, and I just kept hitting the brick walls, and once I didn't make the Olympic team, I decided to hang it up and pursue music, because that was my passion, you know. That was the time I decided to do it.
Well, again, Kaz is joining us from Red Light King. You've got this new album called Something for the Pain, and Old Man, I gotta ask you about this. This song is, well, for one thing, it's kind of groundbreaking in that the actual sample with the vocal line in it, which is somewhat rare these days, I would say.
First of all, I've never sampled a song before in my career. It was the first time I tried that, and I wrote it sort of as a guilty pleasure. I never expected to put it out. At the time I wrote the song, I was writing an original song about my father because I had a huge falling out with him, and so everything I wanted to say to him sort of put in the song. And then on the way home from the studio, I heard Neil Young's song come on the radio, and it just hit me at the time that I thought, you know, what if I try to sample this and put his vocal in there? So it started with the vocal, and then that led me to sort of reconstructing the track, using drums, live drums, and I played a bunch of old guitars and old amps and played the solo in there, trying to make it sound vintage, you know? And just, I really took my time with the track. I started that song in 07. So, you know, people are just hearing it now, and it's the first time Neil's ever allowed a sample in the history of his career, so it was a real honor.
Well, Kaz, that's the part I'm particularly curious about. I mean, the song's awesome, there's no question. But how do you go about approaching Neil Young and kind of saying, hey, you know this timeless classic song of yours? I want to mix it up on the turntables and rap over it and then re-release it.
I know, man. I know. It was terrifying. I don't know what I was thinking. I think I wrote, after it was done, you know, I thought I wrote a heartful, you know, rendition. You know, I don't consider it an evolution or a de-evolution of the song. I consider it a new song. I don't consider it a cover. And, you know, it was just idea of sort of collaborating with one of the greats. And to me, it was also about passing on, you know, the culture and the history of guys like Neil Young to the new generation of kids. Because guys under 20, they don't know who Neil is, and I think that's a shame. So I hopefully it reintroduces people to the old school in the back catalog.
Well, incredible. Continued success. The new album, again, it's called Something for the Pain. Where can we pick it up?
Something for the Pain is out everywhere. It's out on iTunes, Amazon. It's in stores, you know, your Walmarts and, you know, hopefully in your town, real record stores.
Any chance we're going to see you in our neighborhood anytime soon for
Definitely. We're planning dates in August. We're going to be through Canada. So if we don't get you in August, we'll get you the first couple weeks of September.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for talking with us, Kaz.
Thanks, Lane. Cheers, man.
Ooh, and look at this. I did manage to dig up that old chestnut, that old acoustic version of Kazzer Pedal to the Metal. Bear in mind, this is recorded in a room that's about 6 feet by 6 feet. Four guys in the room were knee deep in cables and cords and stuff. We didn't even have a listener lounge back then. Give it a listen, though. Kazzer Pedal to the Metal acoustic on Sonic 102.9.
At you, avoiding the capture. Far from stack, I'm chapped and ready to rock. In the city of steel, I catch me cruising down the block. But nowadays it's difficult, I'm out on my own. Driving 86 Jetta, hoping that I could do better. But my car keeps me humble in the concrete jungle. Despite the wear and tear, it seems to always get me there. I rebuilt the motor cause she decided to blow. And what do you know, someone stole my stereo. When it's time to go, put my phone on the floor. Let the diesel do the work, I ain't complaining no more. Highways and straightaways, off roads and open roads. No matter where I go, I'll still be making a show. And it's kinda like life, but life cheats it good. It's no more sunny outside, it's under the hood. I put the pedals in the metal and I'm off and never get more. Hear what I turn on the nose horns. Put the pedals in the metal and I'm more. It's scary more. This joke, keep it full of flow. Put the pedals in the metal and I'm off and never get more. Hear what I turn on the nose horns. Put the pedals in the metal and I'm more. It's scary more. This joke, keep it full of flow. Doesn't matter what you drive, it's how you drive, what you got. Discipline, you can win. Just let the time spin and begin the journey of your life with each drive. Meet me on the other side. Let me know when you arrive. Sometimes we collide. Be sure that you're mature. Got the backup plan, alternative program. Now who I am doesn't reflect material well. My vehicle approaches. Style of the fools, my show, I shoot down the mall. Coming with the wickedness and I've been taking them all. I witness silence. When the bus at true school, watch I sip out. Put the pedals in the metal and I'm off and never get lost. Hear what I turn when those horns. Put the pedals in the metal a little more and I'm scared. Want this show, keep it full of flow. Put the pedals in the metal and I'm off and never get more. Hear what I turn when those horns. Put the pedals in the metal a little more and I'm scared. Want this show, keep it full of flow. Stop driving till it's over. Still be cruising when the sun goes down. Won't stop driving till it's over. Still be cruising when the sun goes down. I'll put the pedals in the metal and I'm off and never get lost. Hear what I turn on those horns. Put the pedals in the metal and I'm more. It's scary more things show. Keep it full of flow. Put the pedals in the metal and I'm off and never get lost. Hear what I turn on those horns. Put the pedals in the metal and I'm more. It's scary more things show. Keep it full of flow. Put the pedals in the metal and I'm off. Put the pedals in the metal and I'm off. Put the pedals in the metal and I'm off. Put the pedals in the metal and I'm off. With a six-two-bird and I'm all like that and I'm home. With a six-two-bird and I'm all like that and I'm home.
The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 102.9.